Easy when you know how. I used to be an engineer, but I'm all right now. So.
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, how shall it be made salty again? You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Sometime in AD 100, an unknown person wrote a letter describing what he saw in the Christians. It's now called the Letter to Diognetus. It's fascinating because it's one of the earliest descriptions of Christians. So let me just read a little bit. The writer of the letter is clearly impressed by the early Christians in what he calls their wonderful and striking way of life. Let me share a little bit of the letter. Now, Christians marry as do all others. They beget children, but they do not commit infanticide. What does that mean? They don't kill their children. Sometimes you might, but they don't. They have a common table, but not a common bed. I.e., they don't appear to sleep around. They obey the prescribed laws and at the same time surpass the laws by their lives. Their lives are such a shining example that they behave even better than the law. They love all men and are persecuted by all. So even though our early Christians were persecuted, they still went on loving people and it stood out a mile. They are unknown and condemned. They are put to death and restored to life. So somehow he's picked up on the fact that even if a Christian is killed, that isn't the end of his life because he's going somewhere else or she's going somewhere else and they're going to come back to life eternal. And the fact that the Christians were so different, so full of vitality, so vibrant, so amazed the people around them, that they could see each person had been transformed by Christ coming into their lives and they became different people. Jesus says, describes that as us becoming salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, salt and light, different functions. Salt, taste, in the old days, used for preservation. We have a particular Jamaican dish called salt fish and ackee. If you haven't tasted it, you haven't lived. When my predecessor at a black majority church, Bill Dixon, a white minister, tasted salt fish and ackee for the first time, he went, "These are the best scrambled eggs I've ever had." They're not scrambled eggs, it's ackee. It's a kind of fruit that's on a tree. And if you put it together with other things, oh, it's heaven. It's heaven. But you have to wash all the salt out of the fish. Otherwise, all you'll taste is salt. But it certainly keeps that fish for a long time. One of my rare privileges was taking a wedding in the south of France. Yes, la-di-da Dave Ellis. It was about 42 degrees. It was so hot. You could have fried an egg on a pavement. It was so hot. We went to, this was a French lady marrying one of our young men in church. And this young lady lived on a farm. And as I looked in the larder, which had walls about eight inches thick, because they didn't have a refrigerator, I saw a piece of meat hung up in a sack. And I said, that meat looks pretty old. And the father said, "Well, it's still good enough to eat." And I said, "Why is it good enough to eat?" "Because it's been salted properly. It's good enough to eat." And they grew everything for the wedding reception. The tomatoes, the lettuce, the cabbage, the beans, the peas. All of that tasted amazing. But they grew the pig, the duck, the chicken, the pig. Did I mention pig? Now, I'm a vegetarian. But there was something about the smell of that home-reared meat that made me almost want to taste it. But I managed to resist the urge. It just smelled different, and I'm sure those who ate it hadn't tasted food like it for a long time. But that salted beef would last many more years in that pantry because it had been salted so well. Salt is a powerful preservative. We're called to be powerful preservatives as well. We're called to be those who preserve God's standards, God's arrangements, God's living in a world that completely lost its way. In a world that the Bible kind of talks about as decaying and going rotten. We are called to be the salt that lives in society and transforms it and makes it better. He says, the scripture tells us, if you are born again, it doesn't say you will become the salt. It doesn't say you'll be made into the salt. It says you are the salt. You do make the difference. You do bring in the word of the kingdom. You do live a lifestyle that just shows how God would want us to live. But can salt lose its saltiness? Can sodium chloride lose its saltiness? Well, actually, sodium chloride will never lose its taste. Okay? I'm waiting for the scientists at the door to tell me otherwise. It will never lose its taste. But it is possible for the salt to be affected. Now, I brought my only source of salt from home. Now, if I sprinkle it like that on the floor and then go like that and put it back in and then offer you the salt, are you going to take it off me? No, you're not. Why not? Because it's been corrupted by something. Because it has something inside it that shouldn't be there. The salt has been infested in some way. It's been diluted and it cannot be used again. Now, you know, you ever watch those restaurant programs? My children have worked in restaurants. Two of them are chefs, and one of them has been a waitress. I've got three children all in all involved in the food industry in some way. You might have seen programs recently or heard TV programs recently where they say, if a customer's really nasty, we just go, oh, you say it's not warm enough, and they just take it out, slap it about on the counter, put it back on the plate, sling it in the microwave. And that's just one of the nicer things that they do. Okay, so now none of you are going to restaurants in the future, are you? If salt is thrown on the floor, it loses its saltiness. But Jesus made us to be salt and not to be diluted. We are the light of the world. Dorian will know I'm going to come out with a Boys Brigade story now. When we were doing our Duke of Edinburgh Award, we went walking over the Long Mynd. A lot of sheep there, with their crazy looking eyes. And one day we were marching we were supposed to be doing about 13 miles or something like that. And we did 13 miles in the wrong direction. Oh, I tell you, it's so easy for the kids now. They've got sat navs on their telephones. They could go anywhere. Yeah, 30 miles in the wrong direction. So when we came back and went in the right direction, we walked many more miles than we needed to. We set up our camp. We cooked our food. We tried to change a gas canister and somebody hadn't wound in the stand. Hadn't wound it in, so they jabbed it into the canister, and all we heard was psss. So we threw it into the field with the sheep. One bright spot, look, lit it, and then we had roast lamb. It
It was really dark in the Long Mynd when we set up our tents. Really dark. You couldn't see anything at all. And yet, because there was a village not too far away, and because there were clouds in the sky, the light of that village just bounced off those clouds, and it just took away a little bit of that darkness, took away the edge of the darkness. You see, darkness cannot overcome light. Light will always illuminate. And so we are called to be the light that will always illuminate and just show people the way to go. I love lighthouses. I myself am a member of the Association of Lighthouse Keepers. Don't ask me how I got that. But my wife's a very funny woman. Funny ha-ha, not funny bikini. She brought it for my birthday. I'd never be so happy in my life. The light shines out and people can see it for miles. The light shines out and dispels the darkness. Light shines out and it brings hope and joy and peace. It gives a sense of direction. Nobody lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. I got this candle. It's a prayer candle. I took a few of them. I got it from Open Doors. They said, would you light your candles and pray that God's light will enter into every dark place where Christians are persecuted when you pray for the persecuted church? I've used a few of these now. I don't know why I took more than one. Greedy is the name of it. I prayed for a few friends. I prayed for a few countries. But when it lights, that light is mesmeric and it draws you in. Our light is mesmeric and it draws people in as well. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. There's a world that is decaying. Have you ever tried a packet of chips without salt on? Very bland. It's very bland indeed. You add the salt, it brings something to it. When we are added into the world, we bring something to it. We can make life taste better. So how effectively salty are you? How can we make our neighbors' lives taste better? How can we make our society's life taste better? What are we doing? How salty are we? Have we fallen on the floor, in a sense, and allowed too many things to pollute us so that we no longer have an effect in the world? Can we stop the world from going bad by the things that we do, the things that we champion? I know you do a lot of projects in the community. How salty, though, are we being? How do we stop our society from getting bad? How do we bring out a message of hope that will bring light into somebody's life? How do we bring light into a situation? When we do bring that light into the situation, instead of people seeing us, people will see that we belong to somebody who has transformed our lives and can possibly transform theirs too. You see, I believe Christians can make such a massive difference in society. Sometimes the salt is an irritant, because not everybody wants what we've got to offer. Sometimes you just plain annoy people just because we just live differently to them. But it doesn't mean that we go in there and lord it over people, but we go in there with the love of Christ, and we just begin to make that difference. Jesus is the light of the world, and we're called to reflect that light. It's interesting, isn't it? 50 years since the moon landing, and I remember being, you're going to guess how old I am now. I remember being 9 years old, standing in a school playground just before the school term broke up, looking up at the sky and thinking,
there's somebody walking on that moon. That moon reflects the light of the sun. We're called to reflect the light of the sun too. How are we as salt and light going to change the world? Whose life are we going to make an impact in, add flavor to, and add illumination to this week? God hasn't said you could be the light of the world. He hasn't said you could be the salt. He says we are the salt and we are the light. And our lives, our transformed lives, has the ability to transform other people's lives too in the way we serve.